Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, the Holy Trinity. Sometimes I share music with you that I create that's inspired through me to help you, if you're struggling with depression, to learn how to be empowered from within to find your own happiness. And I'm taking a little road trip, gonna do some hiking this weekend, and the Holy Spirit is like, I want you to get your phone out, and I want you to talk on the topic of satellite interception. So no pre-planning, here it goes. So the first thing that came to mind was a phone call I made to someone that I care about, that is a friend of mine, because the Holy Spirit revealed to me maybe like a week and a half ago that the internet is going to be shut down soon. I don't know exactly how soon that is, but all of us are heavily reliant on the internet for communications, banking, phone calls, even landlines, at least that I've been aware of in the United States, rely on the internet. They're quote-unquote landlines, but they're not really. Satellite interception has been on the attack for a long time against America. The Holy Spirit's saying, tell him the truth. Okay, all right, I'm going to tell him the truth. The person that I was dating off and on in 2020 that had complete mental psychosis towards the end of 2020 in October, he tried to kill his own mother and started acting it out. Before he went into complete psychosis, he is extremely smart, knowledgeable, veteran, and he was reading a lot in blogs, newspapers, magazines, and he has a really good memory when he has conversations with people. And he said he had a very high-level FBI agent in his family's network that he was in communications with. And he said that there's no legal jurisdiction of satellite activities. And there, I forget if it was a newspaper or I think it was something from the New Yorker or the New York Times that he was reading that he shared with me out loud. He said there were 13 satellites that were hovering over the United States of America, and there aren't any laws established yet. At least at that time, there might have been laws changed in the last couple of years, but they were actually over our country and hacking into our websites using satellite interceptions. That's why a lot of people got hacked into. That's why a lot of businesses have been hacked into. They actually weren't breaking any global laws, because satellites, it's so new that they have to establish laws. So a lot of us have had our personal identifying information stolen, our identities stolen from the Holy Spirit speaking through me right now. Government leaders that were bought out from China, India, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, North Korea, Cuba, Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, where else, Father? Beirut. Chile, Panama, Turkey, Malaysia. There are a lot of countries that have been planning in secret to completely take over the United States of America. And they didn't break any laws in 2020 when they were doing it. We are about to go into World War III. They have been trying to cause division in our own nation using cell phone personifications, getting us to get into arguments with each other by hacking into your phone and someone else that you either do business with or have a relationship with. Maybe it's a family member of yours or your spouse. They have intentionally caused division in our nation because a nation divided is easily conquered. I strongly recommend you do video calls with your friends and family, and that is the only way, if you can't physically have a conversation with them without the internet, that you will know who you are talking to is really who you are talking to. There are technologies that are so advanced, they can hack into someone's phone and have voice matching technologies to make a phone call through your phone number and use your own voice to make purchases, to have conversations with others, and you won't even be aware of it. How scary is that? Yeah, that's Mission Impossible 3. In the flesh. Satellite interception is real. It has been going on for at least 3 years, maybe longer. Cyber warfare is the first attack. They've already established that, and they've been testing areas around the United States, seeing how much control they can have, because eventually they're going to do an entire blackout where the internet is going to be completely shut down. I want to bring some awareness to you on what that's going to look like. Our red light, green light, yellow lights are completely controlled by the internet. If you are on the road, instantly massive car accidents. I'm talking Die Hard 4 in the flesh. They have already established that they can hack into major banks and remove all of your money all at once, and there is nothing you can do about it. I strongly recommend you get cash out now. Eventually, when the internet is down, no stores will be able to accept your payments because they won't be able to open their cash registers because those are completely controlled by the internet. So that means that everyone will be stealing from stores everywhere in order to be able to get food for their families. I'm talking instant famine, chaos, anarchy. You better make friends with veterans and first responders that have weapons. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to get arrested for stealing when a store isn't able to open their cash register for me. I don't have time to wait around for them to fix the internet. Satellite interception has been going on, in my awareness, since 2020, but it probably has been going on a lot longer than that. There was an article I had shared recently with a friend of mine. I had read, I think I got it from LinkedIn, it was like a blog to another website, that had spoken about a water plant in Florida. They had hacked into it, another country hacked into a water plant. They didn't know how long it had been hacked into. The water plant was purifying, supposed to purify water, drinking water, so that we can all have healthy, safe drinking water. But what they had done remotely from another country using satellite interception was hack into the water plant and allow massive chemicals that cause diseases on purpose to our people. And the people in Florida didn't want to publicize it because it's bad PR for the United States of America. But they released the truth because the people have the right to know. They have no idea how long they had been hacked into and how long chemicals were being released in our water system in Florida, I strongly recommend you go to Walmart and you get, there's this $20, well, right around 20, maybe $20 to $30 filtration water container. It's like a plastic, flexible, foldable one. It's got, this is what my husband recommended to me. It's got, I think, 10,000 gallons where you can, it filters water instantly for you. And I believe it also has a lifetime guarantee, although if the internet goes down, it's not like you can mail it anywhere and for them to, I mean, they might be able to fix it for you, but there's going to be other priorities in our nation. War is coming very soon. You need to start training your families on emergency plans. If they are at school, if you have young children and they are at school, they will not be able to call you. You will not be able to call them. And it won't be safe for you if you have a long distance to drive to their school if all of the red lights, green lights, yellow lights are all on green, because there's going to be massive car accidents blocking you from getting to your loved ones. So you need to plan your emergency escapes, your emergency routes, where you're going to meet, where you are going to establish communications. I was calling a friend of mine that I care about that's a truck driver for a very large organization that is federally backed and funded. I asked him, I said, if the internet goes down, will you be able to use your radio system? And I think he said yes. Trains will work, but everything else is controlled basically with the internet. So you need to start planning. If you can't communicate, you can't reach out to your family members and your friends to check in on them and make sure that they are safe, alive, and taken care for. If you can't get to them, you need to have an established location where you will meet and a backup location. You need to talk to your immediate family, your extended family, and anyone you love and care about. War is coming soon. They don't want us to know, but the Holy Spirit reveals things to me. And last fall, He had revealed to me when half of our security teams had been bought out from the Illuminati group and were on purpose trying to cause so much stress on me to get me to commit suicide. But I didn't, and I'm still here. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that there are two things that they have released in our nation. I don't know when they got released. Do not, under any circumstances, purchase any creatine in red containers. It has been poisoned on purpose from other nations, from China and India. The Holy Spirit just revealed it to me. Do not allow your infants to consume any baby formula from the company that starts with a G. You might have to have some sacrifices in your natural conveniences, in things that you have been used to and accustomed to. Make friends with people that are poor. Make friends with people that live in the woods, that live in the trees. They will teach you how to survive. Make friends with veterans. Many of these people have PTSD dogs. They are homeless because they don't have access to housing, because the breed of dog that was approved for their mental illness is not approved for housing. They will barter with dog food. If you make relationships with these people, I can't make promises for what other people will do or won't do, but there's going to be a lot of chaos coming very soon, and I strongly recommend you do your part to help others that don't have access to a lot of money, because they've learned to be resourceful probably their entire lives, and they are going to have sound minds because they're used to people disrespecting them. They're used to the government not supporting them. They're used to being poor. And they've had to learn how to survive on the streets. These are going to be your people that you're going to want to be friends with. Your money will be useless. War is coming very soon. Satellite interception. The Holy Spirit speaking through me. They killed Elon Musk. The computer generated person that you see on cameras now is an AI bot. Holy crap. War is coming very soon. Obama is an AI, computer-generated app. They killed him a long time ago. Wow. Okay, Lord. What else? What else do you desire for me to reveal? Hillary Rodham Clinton is a murderer. But she is begging the Lord for forgiveness. We will allow her the opportunity to repent. Okay, Father, what else? The children will be greatly impacted. It is our job to make sure that the children of the next generation have people surround them that are good with children, that can keep calm in high-level pressure situations, that will not raise a hand against them, that will be able to get them to utilize their gifts, to keep creativity in the forefront. Many people will be dying very soon in our nation and around the world. The injection Yes, what about the injection, Father? The injection was used by the enemy to kill off as many vulnerable people as possible. He is speaking through me right now, but I am allowing for the people that have lived lives of service to others to go to heaven before that time comes. Get established in churches, Bible-based churches. Train up your families in fighting, in weaponry. Get as much armory, ammo as you can. Establish armies in your communities. Create chains of command in your towns, in the country, and whatever you can do, stay out of big cities. Uzbekistan is full of darkness. That is where all of the evil leaders have been meeting for 1600 years. They worship Baal. Baphomet, or in some belief systems, they call it Satan, the enemy. They do not desire for my child to be in an authority position. That is the Holy Spirit speaking through me. Who are you speaking about, Father? You, he says. He is speaking about me. They do not, under any circumstances, desire for me to be the global mental health ambassador, but he has assigned it to me because I speak the truth and I share the truth when he reveals it to me, because I care about you and your families. And I will do anything in my power to protect children and vulnerable people in the United States of America and around the world. But first priority goes to Americans, because that's where I was blessed to be born in. There is nothing that the enemy can do or plan that the Lord above all lords doesn't already know about. Guard up your families. And the hope for you is that there is life after death. There is an eternal salvation that is gifted to those who believe. But in order to receive this gift, you have to confess that you're a sinner, and you have to ask him to be in your heart. I have been called into ministry. I was called when I was homeless in 2020 in a safe house when a hit was put on my life and they had hacked into my business technologies, and I thought that everything that I had worked towards, that I had been obedient with, that the Lord assigned to me was stolen, and I didn't understand why all of it was happening to me. But now the Lord says, now it had to happen in order for me to go through all of the suckiness, to demonstrate tenacity, to demonstrate that even if I don't make any money in my businesses, that I will continue to be obedient to what he has assigned for me. I am a history maker, and I will do everything in my power to protect vulnerable people. That is a part of the oath that veterans sign and first responders sign when they take their commitment in the United States of America. And I've never been in the military. I was in the junior ROTC program. My senior year in high school, they started the naval program. And I was in it for just a semester. And I was extremely quiet in the classroom. I performed. I was in this elite music group, the music company, after school. But speaking in the classroom, I was a very quiet student. I was very studious. I was hardworking. And I was motivated because I missed school a lot in order to go on tour around the United States. We got to go to Hawaii, California. My oldest brother got to go to Canada. Lots of places. We competed. We took first. And in order to miss a lot of school, I had to be responsible, because a part of our standards were we had to keep good grades. And my parents had high standards as well for good grades. And I was in the Navy JROTC because I needed a PE credit. I wasn't wanting to join the military. I thought about it a little bit, but I didn't see myself as the resiliency warrior queen that I am now. Back then, when I was 16 and 17 as a senior in high school, I just needed a PE credit. But my chain of command, we had two leaders in the JROTC program, Colonel Isel and Petty Officer Edwards. They voted me as the platoon commander of my entire class. And I asked my dad during right before he went to our parent-teacher conference night. I said, "Dad, I don't get it. I don't get why they put me in a leadership position. It's so uncomfortable for me." Oh, I'm getting emotional because it's the truth. But my father was so excited because he and my mom had been praying for me their whole lives. I was a mute child. I wasn't speaking. I was in delayed reading classes. I was the most unlikely person to be called into a leadership position. But all of their prayers started to become answered. And when he went to that meeting, instead of asking them why they put me in a leadership position, because he knew what questions to ask them, he said, "Erin wants to know how she can get all 10s on her uniform check-in date." Which is not what I asked. But he is the son of a World War II veteran. He is a military brat. And he didn't join the military because that wasn't his assignment on Earth. But he learned a lot in a household with a father that was in the bloodline of King David, who slayed Goliath. I'm in the bloodline of King David and Jesus Christ. And you might be as well. If you look in your history and your family genealogy, there's a lot of people that came through that bloodline. And even if you weren't in that bloodline per se, when Jesus died and sacrificed himself in the worst way possible on earth and rose again on the third day, he allowed and established for anyone, even those adopted, to be able to join the kingdom of heaven if they only believed in their heart and confessed that they were sinners and lived a life loving other people on this earth. So I strongly encourage you, if you're feeling that tug on your heart right now, thank you for listening to the Satellite Interception special podcast episode of the Move Happy Movement podcast with your host, Erin Nicole. This is my call to action for you, as I am an assigned minister from above. If you're driving right now like I am, you're going to want to pull over somewhere safely and close your eyes and bow your head. Or if you can continue driving safely on the road, just leave your eyes open. But repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation, this eternal life. I ask that you would come into my heart, forgive me of all of my sins. I desire to have a relationship with you. I desire to learn how to be a better human being. For my children, for my husband or wife, for my partner, for my workplace, for my community, for my country, and for the world. I ask that you would send me people to coach and guide me to be better every day. Thank you for this gift that I cannot buy and I can't earn. Thank you for sacrificing your only son so that I might live with you and have access to you directly. Please never leave my side. In your name, amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to welcome you to the family, first of all. So, woohoo! Welcome to the family. And we strongly encourage you at our nonprofit arm for veterans and first responders, Aaron Nicole Ministries, to get plugged into a Bible-based church and keep God first place. If you're in another country and you prefer to call God someone or something else, that's okay too. I like to use the term the Creator of the universe, because I believe the Creator desires for unity in all nations and love. I don't believe the Creator desires for division anymore. Although I do know that He has released information through my mouth that war is coming soon on our land and around the world, I believe that ultimately He desires for love, but He is so angry at all of the dark, evil people that have chosen to worship His created instead of Him, the Creator of all. The enemy came from the Creator, but his ego was too big and he thought that he was better than his Creator. If you humble yourself and you every single day try your best to be there for others, fill your cup first, you know, have some quiet time, have a spiritual practice where you pray, meditate, worship, exercise, do something creative that you were designed to do that comes effortlessly to you. Maybe it's drawing, maybe it's building things, maybe it's music. Whatever that is for you that brings you a little joy, do that every day. Have your routine either in the morning or nighttime or midday, whatever time of day you can establish as a standard for yourself. And be, if you have a family, you have children, be that role model to your children, because there's going to be a lot of people with mental health needs and concerns. And I know that although I will be crowned in October on the 17th, the Global Mental Health Ambassador, we all have 24 hours in a day, but I can't reach out to every single human in the earth. All of our therapists that are in the United States are maxed capacity psychotherapists. I mean, like, there is so much mental health needs in the world right now. We all need to step up and do our part. And you will get nothing but the truth on this show. Relevant research, relevant real stories from my life and what I experience and what people in my network share with me. Because I care about you, I care about your mental health, I care about your family's mental health, and I believe that we can all work together to fight against the darkness. All right, guys, I love you so much. Enjoy your day and do something that you enjoy doing today. That's your assignment from above and from me. Okay. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.